You know the vibes. It's the Carolina Kings, boy.
What up? What up? Yo. We back, Carolina Kings, again another week. I'm your boy, EA.
Your boy, Chuck Tonight.
And it's the Carolina Kings.
You're supposed to say you know the vibes, but we are the Carolina Kings.
Oh, yeah. I was gonna say, you know the vibes.
We'll get it right one of these weeks.
One day, right? One day I'll get it together. Just not today.
Yeah, not today. So, what's good, bro?
Ain't nothing, man. Just trying to make it through another week, you know. Got the got the roommate from hell and a child without mess.
They do be on that, bro. They be on that all the way. 1,000.
Hey, it is what it is, man. At this point.
Pretty much.
Oh, man.
But as you know, as y'all know, how we get this thing started.
Go ahead. Talk
about BS.
This week's list of BS. Let's bring the energy, man. What you got?
All right, I'm go ahead and start this thing off. So the BS I got this week, which was a lot of BS on a lot of people's mind, and guess what? I'm gonna talk about it. So it's dipping a little bit into sports, but it's all good. But we know the LSU women's basketball team won the championship recently. So that's not the BS part. The BS part is Jill Biden wants to invite Iowa and LSU both to the White House. So since when did we start inviting a loser to meet the president? But
I'm the first time.
Exactly. But we know the real reason why. Because there have been some good-ass championships before, but they've never mentioned the losers coming. Because that's what they are, losers.
Yeah.
But we know, I guess you could say, the underlying conditions on why she wants to invite them.
I mean, we all understand, but you're kind of starting like in the middle or to the end of it. Like, you ain't going to break the whole thing down? Like, where it started and everything? Like,
yeah, I can go to where it started. So,
saying everybody that don't follow sports. So, you know,
I know just about everybody got Instagram. And then seeing this whole, seeing everything going on, but nah, I ain't got no problem. I ain't got no problem putting the rest of this out. So as we know, LSU won the championship. Correct. If you listen to our first season, when I used to have a segment called "Who Got They Ass Whooped," they really got their ass whooped. Really wasn't even with no close shit.
Talking about Iowa?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
What's the white girl name? Who cares? She lost. So when they beat South Carolina, she did the little you can't see me gesture or whatever. Wow, everybody's like, oh, yeah. She's so, I mean, so she can't hoop. I ain't gonna lie, but oh, God, yeah. Trash talking that female. Basketball and all this, rah, 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 whatever. USC. So now that the tables turn and they getting the snot beat out of their ass, my girl from LSU does the same gesture towards her, and now it's a whole nother story.
They talking about Angel Reese. Hit it with the old school yayo.
Yeah, exactly. It's no sportsmanship. No, it is blah blah blah, whatever.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Go ahead. So what?
But she literally used the same gesture.
Exactly.
Okay. She pointed at the ring finger too. She added a little something. She pointed at the ring finger.
Oh yeah, she did that. Well, it was up 20 points.
Caitlin Clark did tell Haley Van Lith in Louisville, "You're down 15 points. Shut up."
Oh well. It's sports. You're going to talk trash.
Yeah. It's a part of the game. Like, everybody knows this.
You still don't deserve to go to the White House as a team. Y'all lost. Hell. Going back to cow country with the corn stalks and the... I ain't nothing in Iowa. That's just what I assume because of that area. Yes, it's cornfields and cows.
Yo. And, I mean, you're not wrong. I don't know. I've never been to Iowa.
I ain't lost nothing there, so I'm going to need to go.
It's definitely a flyover state, bro.
Hey, man. Why you had to call them a flyover state?
Because I've never heard somebody say, yo, you know, I got this plane, I'm about to have this hot weekend, or go out here this week to Iowa, Des Moines, and, you know, it be popping. I never heard it in my life. Like when my man back in the day, Joakim Noah, said, Cleveland is a city suck. Nobody plans to go to a trip in Cleveland. It's a flyover state.
Yeah. He did say that, and he meant every word of it.
Every word. He wasn't wrong either.
He wasn't wrong. I don't have any desires to go there.
I mean, Jill Biden making that statement, or I think when she said it, a lot of people booed her. So, yeah, sure, yeah. I knew it was a bad idea, and I don't think Joe's going to follow that up. But Angel already jumped out in a little interview she did with I Am Athlete with Brandon Marshall. You know, he had to jump on that. Got to be first and relevant. But
definitely got to make that.
She said that she didn't even want to go no more. She'd rather go to like a Michelle and a Barack house, which I ain't heard no response from that yet. So I already let you know you ain't going over there either. So might as well go to the White House like you're supposed to.
LSU, ready to say that name. We're invited. We're going. So I mean, I guess she can stay at school. I don't know.
She ain't got no choice though. She a sophomore. You'll be in school. That's another thing, though. I think I might have mentioned to you earlier this week. The WNBA got to get rid of this 3 years removed from high school rule they got.
Oh, yeah.
It's messing up their product, bro.
No, you're correct, bro. One and done.
Yeah, it should be one and done. Like, because think about it. All the girls that would buy Angel Reese jerseys now are Paige Beckert or Caitlin Clark, whoever you want to bring up, anybody going to buy those jerseys like right now are like 14, 15. By the time they two more years from in college and got to, you know, get drafted or ready to get drafted, them girls ain't even fans no more. They're their competitors at that point. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. They messing their market up. You're right.
Yeah, you missing out on jersey sales. You missing out on youth. Because when they get drafted, they're like 22, 23, like grown women with suits and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. It just seemed a little odd and awkward to me.
Yeah. Maybe you ought to write a letter.
Okay. I'll get right on top of that.
Huh?
I'll get right on top of that. I'll write that letter and send it in myself with a stamp.
Good.
Postmark.
Yeah. Carolina Kings at the bottom.
Hey, whatever, bro. Don't try to play me because I came out looking like a genius because I always play me for watching women's basketball and stuff like that. So I don't even want to hear it. Now it's the hottest topic. Huh?
I ain't never played you for that. I done been to WNBA games.
Man, I remember one time specifically, where I told y'all I was about to get off the game and go relax and watch the WNBA game. Y'all just laughed.
No, we got on your ass because you didn't say you was going to relax.
What did I say?
I ain't going to tell your business. Oh. But...
Well, I'm mad enough to say it. I said I'm about to go roll up and give me a little cup and watch the WNBA game for the night.
That's why I was laughing.
But hey, women basketball play harder, bro. They play harder. They got more fundamentals. And like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. It's just a different style of game, but I enjoy that too. I like basketball. I'm glad everybody else catching on to it though.
But behind you 100%, guy. You know,
what's on your list, bro? Because you know your list are all terrible.
I ain't gonna be able to. Damn.
What?
No, it ain't even that. So on the campus of North Carolina A&T, the police and the security, they apprehended a white dude named Brandon Bentley. He was giving out threats to security and chasing them around when the police got there, and they finally, you know what I'm saying, got him handcuffed. Clown had a, I'm gonna say terrorist, cause that's what he is.
Yeah.
He had a machete, some knives, crossbow, a stun gun, two handguns, and two shotguns on him.
Bro, that's more than they give you on Call of Duty.
Bro, how was he able, I mean, like, how he had all that on him, like?
I don't know. I'm not Brandon Bentley. That's how you got to say his name, matter of fact. You care, right? It's Brandon Bentley.
My bad. You know them Bentleys. But, bro, this shit, it's shit crazy. Like, you can't even go to school, bro, and be safe. Like, you can't even go to church and be safe. People get shot in the church. You can't go to school and be safe. Like, it's ridiculous, bro. That's why this job made the BS list. I was hurt. As soon as I saw it, I knew it was going to be on the BS list.
It's on some, it's sad because, like, I know from my experience, you know, I'm a Benedict College alum, and I went to Tuskegee for a couple of years. So HBCU thing is a big thing to me. But that's where a lot of black kids and young adults go as a safe space. And it seems like every year, increasingly, it's become more and more unsafe. You know what I mean? But in the show with all that kind of artillery, bro, that's more than what T.I. had when he got that fed charge last time.
Exactly. And don't worry, Carolina Kings and Queens. I'm going to follow up on this when we're going to see what he get charged with and all that. See, we already know how they do them.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely update us on the developments of this story going forward. Definitely. Chuck Too Nice.
Definitely will update.
And I want to say one last thing. I know he probably, half the reason he upset is because the black kids in high school used to play open chess with him because of his name, and he didn't agree. So he's mad about that, too. You know that.
Oh, BB.
Brandon Bentley. Every time we say this name, Brandon BB. Brandon BB, bye-bye. Rock. You know that just got rocked, boy.
Got rocked. I think I still got this shit on my Instagram. I'm gonna post it on the Carolina Kings. I'm gonna post it right on the Carolina Kings shit so y'all can see what it look like.
Okay, yeah. And if everybody wanna check that out, that is the Carolina_Kings_803_919. Long, but that's how you get to that IG page.
And you'll see our logo.
Yeah, boy.
Yep, click and follow. Moving on.
Moving on.
This would be some BS, but China and Brazil just did a trade deal. They're trying to ditch the US dollar. And I really think, well, EA, I think you really said something about this before. But they not the only one. It's a bunch of other countries trying to get the US dollar from being like the foreign currency or whatever between different countries, really, you know what I'm saying, taking away the value of our money, which it already don't really, really ain't worth shit right now, the way our economy is.
Whoa. More than pesos, buddy. That's not.
Hello. You can get $7 and that shit more than pesos, bro.
It's headed that way, though, bro.
It definitely is.
I mean, yeah, you know, I mentioned this like a bunch of times in like a bunch of different ways of like this being a major issue going forward economically, and the U.S. not being prepared for it. Because I mean, Gaddafi tried to do it years ago. That's why they took him out and murdered him in the middle of the street in his own country. He was trying to use gold doubloons at that time, which only countries in Africa probably would have been able to keep up with since they got access to mostly all the gold in the world. But, you know, like, the new thing he's talking about with China and with what I think it's called BRICS. It's like Brazil, Russia, South Africa. Oh, man. China. They all decided they're going to go start using the Chinese I don't remember what they call it. It's not the yen anymore.
It's not called the yen. I saw something about the yen, but it's not. Yeah, I think they did change the name of it, but that's the currency they're trying to use.
Yeah, you got a lot of African countries saying, excuse me, got a lot of African countries saying they're not going to be using the U.S. dollar anymore, and they're probably going to switch over to either whatever Russia and China uses. So it's like a major, it's a big deal. I don't think we're going to feel the effects right now immediately, but you're going to feel it. It's going to get felt. Let's believe that. But I think this is the retaliation that China was talking about back when America shot the balloons down too.
Yeah.
Because I think everybody thought China was going to be aggressively moving militaristically. And I never pegged China as that. Like, nobody wants to blow up anything no more with nukes in play because it's too much money to make. You blow something up or nuke something, you can't make no more money. You know what I'm saying? So the move to make aggressively now in forms of, like, quote-unquote attack is economically, financially. I think this is what they were talking about when they warned the U.S. of doing what they did. And, of course, we didn't listen.
Nope. And what's crazy is this tactic, the U.S. used it all the time when they're trying to get somebody. They cut off the supplies and cut off the banks and the money flow. I don't know why they thought China was playing. But
I don't think they thought it through all the way.
Nah.
I think they thought one-dimensionally about it as it being military and that's it.
Yeah, and you know, the U.S., we think we are untouchable.
Right. But China's made so many inroads to the point it's ridiculous. They own a lot of our major buildings and major cities are owned by foreign people, like foreigners, like China and Japan. Like, they own those buildings, like Sears Towers. I remember the Empire State Building was owned by somebody else before it went down. So you got major buildings and things like that that are owned by other people in other countries. You know what I'm saying? That's just the beginning of it. Then on top of that, they've already made inroads in continents like Africa, different countries all over the world. And we behind the eight ball because the vice president just went to Africa, last week? Or this still there? Like, trying to build those relationships, trying to get that economic trade together with different countries like Nigeria and Ghana. But China been there like 15 years now.
Terrible, yo. And it just comes from just, like I said, thinking we untouchable, do what we want, instead of, you know what I'm saying, getting with the flow of things. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
America don't want to be like water. America want to be the cup.
Hey, you right about that.
Not realizing that. You could be the cup, but the cup can get replaced. But water can always be water.
Exactly.
That's how simple it is in my eyes. Oh, God be with us.
Is that simple?
God be with us. I think that's why everybody was running to that cryptocurrency. That really ain't gonna matter because down to the dollar, it still ain't gonna be worth nothing.
Nope.
I guess you get tied to whatever monetary fund you want to, and it'll still be able to have its value. So I kind of see it. It's decentralizing that way, but. Anyway, it's a little too complicated and too risky for me, but in this setting, it kind of makes sense.
I guess.
No, I'm not running out there and getting no crypto. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that the point or the purpose of it kind of makes more sense when you talk about the U.S. losing value in its dollar like it has or it currently is.
Gotcha. Save your money, folks. Well, I guess you could, it don't matter if you save it. It's not going to be worth nothing.
Be an alarmist. Boom! Get out of here! Run!
Or go spend it. I don't know.
I'm gonna do like Dave Chappelle. I'm gonna go to Africa, bro.
Go to the motherland.
Yeah, man, the motherland. Yeah, man. I'm gonna find a way over. I'll find me a little spot, a little spin off. You dig? Somewhere. I ain't going to old ass Europe. I know that.
Nah, I'm good. I don't want to go to no white people country. Send me to that Africa.
Yeah, somewhere warm around the equator.
I go to Central America if I go to damn.
Yeah.
Go to the Caribbean or something before I go to damn Europe. Hell no.
Yeah, I heard Peru is popping. You know what I'm saying?
Send me over there with the tall Mexicans, bro.
Oh, That's ignorant as hell, but I understand. That's funny as hell, but I understand what you're saying.
Oh, I mean, I ain't mean that. I love my Hispanic people, man.
You didn't mean that, man.
Really, what most of them are.
Tall, Mexican.
You Puerto Rican, you whatever.
Hey, send me over there with Neymar and them people, bro.
Yeah.
Real talk, bro.
Neymar, I mean, that's underwater, but.
Neymar.
You got it.
He put her in that little suit. She was over there tubing around with them currents, bro. Right?
Gonna be in that suit until your ass evolves. Something out.
All right, I didn't think it all the way through. You ain't gotta be so technical, okay? All right, you got it, bro. You got it. It's your world.
Yeah, I understand.
More BS.
Nah, I ain't got no more BS.
I ain't all had right.
This week. Man, that was a good bit. Let me see if I can think of something. Just off the top. I don't think it's necessarily BS. It ties more into like our entertainment, what came out, what dropped type of thing. But maybe we could take a little break. Is it time for a bathroom break?
If you want, we can take a break. Oh wait, we can pay some bills.
Yeah.
And then we can come back and we can talk. We can talk about
political and sports.
Yeah. We can talk about who done got locked up like on the verge up. Like Akon.
Lock him up.
Throw away the key.
I'm not finishing the rest of that movie quote.
We'll see y'all after this break. But we ain't gonna see y'all. We'll talk to y'all after this break. Pay some bills.
Yeah, boy. Yeah. We back. Oh my God, I'm back. Okay. I'm done. I try to be cool. Yeah, I was trying to go. I was about to go for it, you know. Just trying to rip it, spit it. You know what I'm saying?
Rip that shit.
You know, okay, all right. But now, man, you were saying you had something on the politics front. It's like my favorite topic. You already know I be into the politics and all that, so.
I'm not really a politics guy, but I am about to announce this, though, right here, right?
You got a paper out here?
I got a public service announcement here, you know what I'm saying? So, So, let's get right into it, right? So, as everybody has seen, or you heard, Donald Trump, they had to go turn himself in. You know what I'm saying? He's getting charged with 34 felonies.
Dang.
Up to 136 years in prison.
Okay.
Falsifying business, which, of course, we know it. Mm-hmm. White billionaire. He ain't gonna get 136 years in prison. If he even get a year. But the thing is that they said they was going after him and they was gonna get him. And they did.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad to see it. That they at least, you know what I'm saying, tried to do something.
I know, you're right.
But we know how our justice system works, especially for those. Yeah, especially for those. We know how it works.
Okay, but.
Get this man house or they give him house arrest in his $1 million freaking tower and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Could be.
But only thing we can do is see. He pled not guilty. You say he ain't do it.
Of course. But hey, you seen the picture of Big T in the court?
What did you just call this nigga?
Big T.
I can't, bro.
It's Big T, bro.
All right, Big T. Yeah, I seen him.
Yeah, he looked a little flushed. A little constipated. But, I mean, all he eat is McDonald's, so the constipated part is expected.
Damn, the man don't eat nothing McDonald's. I wonder what he eat from McDonald's. He don't look like a Big Mac kind of guy. I mean, he is a big... Donald Trump actually a big dude. He about 6'4", 6'3".
I mean, his hand's too small to eat a Big Mac, though.
Oh, never mind. Ain't eating no Big Mac.
He's like, you a chicken nugget guy, I would think.
Chicken nuggets?
Yeah.
Man, Ego, he do not eat no damn chicken nuggets, dog.
I bet you. He probably get. He probably only get a 20. He'd be like, let me get 2 10-pieces.
Damn. He eat 2 10?
2 10s?
But they ain't got no Mac. They ain't got no McDonald's at 11 worth. I'm gonna tell you that right now.
Or at Rikers.
Rikers, yeah, wherever you going. Be a president, they might send them to Leavenworth and all the other high intelligent military people and stuff.
Man, I'll say it like this. We got a long way to go with this.
Oh, it's yeah.
Cool he got indicted, but it's a long way to go with this right now. Because, I mean, any DA, a district attorney worth his weight as an attorney, you can indict. I mean, the saying is, a DA can indict a ham sandwich if they want to.
Damn, that bitch got boots on it. I indicted. You gotta put that miracle whip on that bitch.
Just keep that in mind, is what I'm saying. Like, it's a long way to go. What helps is if he gets pressure from other DAs from other states. Because, you know, he's still got some charges in Georgia that he gotta deal with. Still got some charges in Florida as well. So, you know, the more pressure they apply, I don't expect Florida to apply no pressure. I'm just saying.
God damn. Trump was getting down like that.
Well, yeah, you know, he got charges in Georgia for when he called the voter dude. I forgot his name. The one in charge of the voter registration and all that, as far as like voter integrity and all that. Remember he called up and said, all I need you to do is find 15,000 votes or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Damn, I didn't know that shit was still going on.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Well, yeah, you know. I mean, it helps if they're able to kind of speed that up and apply pressure that way, too. So we'll see. We'll just see. He's a white man in America with a certain amount of money. But
that's that part.
At least they're trying to fake the phone. Like, who knows?
Did he take a mugshot?
Nope. He didn't take no mugshot. Handcuff. He was able to come in on a court because he could have stayed in Florida and did it virtually. Big T showed up. On his private jet, LaGuardia.
Oh, come on. This man could have got arrested.
Could have got indicted via Zoom. Yeah.
Bro, stop playing, bro.
Big T showed, he told to come in through like a big stepper and be like, I'm not scared. I'm going to come up to the yard. You know what I'm saying?
Guilty as a mother. Allegedly.
It don't remind you of that skit that Chappelle did years ago?
Which one?
When they indicted a white collar criminal.
Yeah.
They flipped it. Instead of them treated the drug dealer like the white collar criminal, and treated the white collar criminal like a drug dealer. And they shot the man dog and everything.
And yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's just like that. Like, they treated him like that.
Golly. I couldn't imagine. I don't know, whatever.
Nah, but I'm about to get through a little bit of like politics, trying to move off Big T. You know, he get a lot of spotlight and a lot of shine on a regular basis. So
that's the reason why he wouldn't have turned himself in like that, because he wouldn't have got no shine doing it over the internet.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the reason he did it. He wanted that spotlight. But Chicago just has elected their new mayor. They told Mayor Lightfoot she could kick rocks, but like a month ago, she wasn't gonna get the run again. But the new mayor elect is Brandon Johnson guy. Definitely. He has like 2-3 kids. Wasn't part of like he used to teach. You know, lives in Chicago, the West Side. So he had like the other candidate he ran against had like a law and order type of criminal platform or policing platform, and he stuck to like the. More of a defund the police type of approach. Distributing funds to other resources and creating other resources besides just bolstering up the police and stuff. So,
yeah.
Kudos to him. We'll see what he's able to get done.
You said Brandon Johnson?
Yeah, Mayor-elect Brandon Johnson.
That's definitely a brother. My name Black.
Yeah, he's a brother.
Brandon Johnson. Oh yeah, I know that nigga.
But you know, you had people that were split on him. People like the white guy. A lot of black people went with the white guy. I can't remember his name, Vicelius or something like that. Because he had the fraternal order of police back him and a couple other people back him. So it's kind of split. So we have to see what he does.
Yeah, see what they do. Yeah, Chicago a little wild out there, boy.
Yeah, most definitely.
Another place I really ain't trying to go. I ain't gonna hold you.
Nah. Definitely a lot going on.
Hey.
But moving on from that, congrats in that race. There's another race in Wisconsin for the Wisconsin State Supreme Court. I know that the winner was a Democratic nominee. Her name is Janet. Oh, this is a name, boy. I use all my phonics. Janet Protaswick. Yeah. She went over a dude named Daniel Kelly. I kind of wish he wanted the name simpler, but her politics
I wish he would have won because his name's simpler to say.
It is a lot easier. I'm going to just call it, we call it Janet P or JP, you know?
JP.
JP won. Which really helps, and I guess Wisconsin with their court system as far as the Supreme Court goes. I think that it keeps it as like a more majority Democratic Supreme Court, which always helps when you know you have that judicial part, because they're the ones that interpret the law when they make a sentence and things like that, or review different laws so within the state. You know?
Gotcha.
So that's dope, though.
Nah, that is the JP.
Yes, sir. And good old Clarence Thomas over here, he over there taking gifts. It's been reported he's been receiving gifts from a GOP donor for years.
What kind of gifts? Money?
Yeah, he's been getting like luxury travel, hospitality perks from a well-known billionaire Republican donor. So now the whole thing that's being questioned is, he want to know that do Supreme Court justices need new oversight? And he needs to be impeached, you know, and then it just goes to show that everybody who's a Supreme Court justice isn't really self-policing like you wouldn't believe. Cool. The whole thing about a justice is they're supposed to be impartial because they're justices for life, you know.
Yeah.
Brings all that and can back into, you know, back into conversation, because, you know, you already had things going on with his wife with the insurrection on January 6th.
Oh, yep. Hey.
Yeah, so with all this going on, you know, it could kind of, if he gets impeached, then that could lead down the road of like reviewing all the cases that he kind of ruled on, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Bring those back into question. I mean, if I was a lawyer that argued against him or argued in court and he ruled against me, I would definitely want to have all those reopened.
Exactly. We question your integrity at this point.
I know I always question Clarence. His integrity.
Yeah, now this
always so dry.
Same before.
Like, he don't even drink water. Like, why your lips always dry?
No, bro, you can get a 3-pack of CarMax from Walmart.
They yeah.
$3-$4.
Or drink some water.
I don't know if the man don't drink water. You know he don't put nothing on his lips.
Bro, but I know my roommate kids be running around here, lips dry all the time.
No, not that. Then niggas be laughing at me, cause little Chuck go out here with a shiny face.
Oh yeah,
with that Cantu body butter on there.
But that's how I grew up with the shiny face, like face what? Be greased.
Yeah,
just uncomfortable.
Damn, my mom. I don't get into it.
I didn't have a normal kid face till about lunchtime.
Exactly. After your pores and sucking all the damn Vaseline and body butter.
All the body butter eventually, and then finally absorbed all of it, and it's almost it's lunchtime now.
Bro, I'm telling you, I probably could have tripped and fell and hit my head, and probably wouldn't have got hurt. I would have slipped right off of.
Yeah.
You think if I was like a fighter or something, you know what I'm saying, fighting in school, I'd probably win all my fights because a nigga punch and slide right off my face like a box.
I'm trying to tell you, my father would take me to school and just slap it on my face, like all on my arm. It was like aggressive and hard too, like and quick. Because he had to get dark. And I can't believe I still was asking in the car.
Oh yeah, you deserve to get slapped, man.
Well, you know how your parents passive aggressively try to whoop you behind, like they put on your lotion or put something on you extra hard and slap your leg. I'm like, ow, stand still.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, they're definitely gonna do that. So you won't. You don't want to, them to do it. Right. So you gonna make sure you're right.
Yeah.
Leaving out the house any kind of way.
Any old kind of way, I did. You know, I did.
Yeah. Just black parents, one on one.
Yeah, black parents, especially. That's the only one I can speak for. But yeah, moving on. Get Clarence, man. Nobody worried about Clarence. What happened as of today? You know, Tennessee had that school shooting at that private school last week.
Yeah.
And ever since then, they've been having protests every day almost, you know, about gun laws, gun policy, you know, trying to get some type of changes made. And, you know, the protests got pretty volatile. I believe it made its way to, like, the House floor, in the Tennessee State House floor. Mm-hmm. And he had three representatives who kind of joined in on the chant and, you know, protesting along with the people who came in to protest. Let's get forward. Like today, two of the dudes were black, both named Justin. First name Justin, another lady, I forgot her name. Well, the lady who was a white lady, they voted to not kick her out, but the two brothers got kicked out. So they are no longer members of.
It was two of them. I saw three of them in total.
But they kept the white lady and kicked out the two brothers. Now how are they gonna do that and not look that is looking like they super ultra racist? Beyond me. You gonna keep the white lady but kick out the two brothers? And then on top of that, besides just kicking them out, if they were fairly elected by their peers, like we're gonna say by the constituents, you're denying the will of the people. That's against the law. It's gonna be interesting to see where this goes and how it takes shape and takes form going forward, bro. Like, I'm really gonna be interested to see what happens because that's crazy. It come off crazy.
Yeah, no, it really do, bro. Because I saw the picture. One guy, was it Jones? I saw the picture of one of them. And I didn't know it was three of them that had kicked out. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, man, it's getting crazy out here, bro. Like, they're not that's even caring how they're coming off. They don't even care if they're coming off racist or not. It's getting wild out here. This is my last little piece of politics or political. North Carolina, they had a state rep that was a Democrat that changed to a Republican earlier this week, giving the state a supermajority of Republicans. So I think that means that they run the House, the Senate, Supreme Court, and they just have a Democratic governor. So what's been happening is over the years, Roy Cooper, the lawmakers in the North Carolina will create a bill because Republicans had the control. It'd be a Republican bill. That sounded crazy as hell. And Roy Cooper would go and veto it. You know, he was just vetoing all that. You know what I'm saying? But now, since they have this supermajority in state Congress, he don't even have the power to veto that no more.
Damn.
So if he even try to, it don't matter if you veto it or not, it's still going to become law. Based on this one Democrat lady changing from Democrats to Republicans.
I wonder how much her back account increased for that to do that.
You know that. Boy, she got stacked. She already know that. She got to give some BS reason about how the party left her. And she didn't feel as though she was still, you know, whatever. Like, it was BS, bro. Her name was Coughlin.
So all of a sudden, she decided to do it now.
Trisha Coughlin.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because her bank account got fat. Are she finna get a crazy job somewhere else? Or some kind of way she was enticed. I mean,
there
goes that. And it just... All in all, more of the story of all this politics stuff. The Republicans ain't playing with y'all. Y'all can sit out here talking about it don't matter. My vote don't count. Yada, yada, yada. This and that. But everything they're doing and they've done that I've even talked about in politics, it's all because they voted. They've had these super majorities in these different states, and they're doing what they want to with that majority. Y'all can sit around and keep playing like y'all don't know, but hey, it's serious. It's time to like really get involved, really understand what's going on where you at locally. Because as a United States citizen, it's your responsibility to be involved in what's going on, especially in your own, at least in your own neighborhood or your own state.
Exactly, bro. So if you able to vote, bro, you need to go vote. And if you're not able to go vote, and you know somebody that can go vote and they not going, you need to tell them, hey, you need to go be my, you know what I'm saying, my voice. Also, I can't vote.
Yeah.
Straight up.
And register people to vote. And even if you can't get people to register because they want to come with that sad, defeated, tired saying, like, my vote don't matter or whatever, they're going to do what they want to anyway. Man, try your best to teach people about how important it is and how it relates to their everyday life. You know, make them have a reason to care about it. You know, get them engaged in it. Create little groups of, like, you know, like civil, like, you know, government groups or whatever. Y'all learn about the laws and learn what y'all do in y'all counties and stuff like that. Like, y'all city. But get involved. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's too much going on not to be paying attention. It means there's one less reality show you might watch a week. Damn.
No niggas be on a reality show.
I know, but it's just one less.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't watch BMF no more. It's kind of trash anyway. You know what I'm saying? So about the hour you watch the BMF every week, and you're like, hey, we're going to have a little meeting about the local politics and laws, what's going on here in the city or the town, like what we want to do about
it. Exactly. And if you don't want to read it, you can go, everything's on YouTube. You can go YouTube and you'll have somebody talk there and tell you what's going on.
Right. Just because you don't get it don't mean that there's not another way out there. Somebody can explain it to you to make it make sense, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I'm off my soapbox, bro. That's the political of the week.
Mm.
Like that, yeah.
It's all Mexicans, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Si.
Si. You know what I said? Si. Hey, I'm going to say no in Spanish. No.
Because you're a hater. We know that. But let's take a little small break, man. We get back and jump into it. It gets us like, what? Some sports, I guess, if we got time, or maybe a little bit of entertainment. We'll figure it out. But we'll get back with y'all in a little bit.
We going to figure it out? All right, we'll figure it out.
Well, I mean, I guess I'm going to figure it out.
You going to figure it out? Okay. Break time.
You know the vibes. It's the Carolina Kings.
All right, so we bet from break. You know, we had to pay some bills or whatever they make up when they say they come back from break. But we just want to get into this last segment we got for y'all tonight. The King Convo. If you're new to the pod, you know, we usually take a couple minutes at the end to pick a topic we talk about and debate, you know, discuss all of that. So tonight's King Convo is, I need a drum roll. What's the drum roll? Never mind. I won't wait. I mean, I'm just going to say it.
Gunshots.
Give some gunshots.
Drum roll.
Nice game convo is how old is too old to have a roommate?
Mm.
I mean, you know, I put it out there because, you know, it's been difficult for people out here. You know, we keep talking about a incurring recession, and then before that, it was hard. I feel like my generation, we kind of been behind the ball when it comes to like financially and stepping out there and things like that based on what we went through, but in our time frame. But it still begs the question, like, how old is too old to have a roommate? Is it 25, 35, 45? What you think?
I say about 35. I used to think maybe 30, but then it's a lot that go into account with it because, like you said, the climate, just financial situations, period. Yeah. You might need a roommate, or you might need to go back and stay with your parents if you can. You know what I'm saying? Just to stack a little bit of bread until you can get your own spot. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with it. You gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I don't think it's something necessarily wrong with it. It's just the fact that, like, you know, it's about what you're trying to do, I guess, as an individual. Like, I guess it's all circumstantial. Are you in the situation of a roommate because you've been irresponsible, or you haven't been ready to make the next step and grow? Or, you know, is it something like a health risk, a health issue, a money thing? you know, it's a bunch of different reasons why, but I mean, me personally, I never had a roommate until recently, and you know, my roommate sucks. Let's go put it out.
Yikes.
Hey, truth is the truth. I never had one before, and I didn't think at this age I'd have one either, but it was a family thing, like, you know, emergency out of the blue. So, you know, I had to be willing to make some changes and, you know, look out for the family.
What's up? You looked out, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, but it sucks, though. She need to beat it. My roommate sucks.
At the same time, you want to have your own, bro. Like, I understand you don't want to have your own. Like, fine. I don't get it.
I mean, yeah, you want to have your own. Everybody want to walk around the house, you know, in the nude or whatever. Have whatever your thing is. You know, it's comfortable.
Ball weenie, huh?
Well, I mean, I'm grown, so I don't know. But I don't say no ball weenie. But y'all know what you're talking about, yeah? In the buff. But I think it's the whole thing about being comfortable, you know? I want to be in a space that I work hard to be able to stay in and be comfortable. But, you know, things happen. Like, I mean, in this case, the person had something happen where they were. And by virtue of that, kind of had to, like, you know, come in where I'm at now, living with me. And, she's been my roommate, but, you know, and the situation sucks. But then also, like, it wasn't just her. You know what I'm saying? It was like she came with a package, like three packages. You know what I'm saying? Like, and like a lot of other responsibilities changed my life, you know, as a single man in my prime. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here still in these streets, up the streets. You know what I'm saying? She come here with, it's like she instant water, like, add me instant family. No, I mean, that ain't necessarily what I signed up for. You know?
Yeah, you do got a lot going on. Three crumb snatchers around there, Rugrats. Bill and Lil and Tommy.
Yeah, Bill and Lil Tommy. I got responsibilities now. Is that how Tommy says responsibilities?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have none of that. And the thing about it is, I didn't make any choices in my life. Well, I did make choices in my life to kind of not have that going on. So,
that's understandable.
I feel like Bernie Mac, he took in his niece and nephew. Like, I hate them damn kids, man. I love them, but I love them, but I don't like them.
Which one going to get the cookies from downstairs?
All of them. All.
No.
They're getting cookies, chips, cake. They stand on top of, they make it step stools. Like, they don't understand the concept of kitchen clothes. And then on top of that, they're not cleanest either. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's what about me. I know people that know me, I like my stuff to be kind of neat, orderly, clean, you know, within reason. They don't understand none of that.
What about the other adult in the house?
Say again.
I said, what about the other adult in the house, the actual roommate?
What do you mean?
Is it as bad as the kids?
She's the fourth one.
She's
my roommate. I love her, you know what I mean? But she is no different. Like, they all subscribe to the same philosophy of life, you know. It's not that dirty. Not that bad, you know.
What?
I'm trying to let them know I never live in the house with bugs, and I'm not going to start now. So we have to clean. You can only eat in the kitchen. Kitchen closes at a certain time. No, just certain things we're not doing. You know what I mean? Like, you going to clean up after yourself. Yada, yada, yada. But, hey, everybody's different, bro. That's why I said it brings forth the question about the roommate situation. And the only reason it's, like, you know, conundrum a little bit for me right now at the moment is because I made obligations to do other things. I can't necessarily financially afford to pay what I'm paying now here and get somewhere else. You know, so it is what it is in that regard. But yeah, man, roommates suck, bro. I'm old now. You know what I'm saying? I ain't young no more. Sometimes I just get in my car and I just drive. I don't even have nowhere to go.
Yeah, you just drive.
Mm-hmm.
Tough, bro. You don't even want to be in your own shit, but
oh man, I don't. Sometimes it just be like that. You don't want to get into an argument or pest no little kids out no more. I just get in the car and I just drive.
Yeah, because you're probably wasting your breath at that point.
Yeah.
Because you're just saying the same shit over and over.
I just think of like Dion's little brother, well, my brother and me. Hold your breath.
Yeah.
I don't need to get out of there. It's a waste of time. I go to Target sometimes, you know, hit up the Wally World, Walmart, sometimes I go to the movies. I don't even watch a movie sometimes. I just go inside and get popcorn and just chill.
Badass.
Okay. Sounds like jealousy to me, but whatever.
No, I mean, you just go to the movies just to get a popcorn.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, they make popcorn at the movie. I like popcorn. I get ice cream sometimes too, you know. I mean, I go for walks. Not nearly as much as I do that other stuff, but.
Got it, bro.
So this time in your life, could you have a roommate situation?
You said, would I?
Yeah, would you, or could you consider that?
I don't think I can handle it now. Gotcha. Yeah, maybe. Maybe about them. I don't know. I just can't. I don't know. Like it is right now in my house, I just like have my quiet time. Nope.
No, I understand. I just thought I'd ask.
Yeah. You know, I did have a roommate when I first moved out. Me and my cousin.
Yeah.
They had some great times.
I do remember that. I remember all of the bottles of liquor on top of the cabinet.
I don't even want to talk about that shit because you motherfuckers, none of y'all came and helped me clean all that shit out when I had to move. We had to move, so I just left it.
Bro, you still mad about that?
You damn right. They charged me for that shit. I ain't paid. They charged. Fuck. What it is.
Nah, I mean, because I said at a certain point, I was like, bro, I think you should just stop. Because we completely filled the top, like... I don't even know where you were still putting them. They were like trophies.
Yeah, I don't remember you saying it.
Oh, okay, my bad. Maybe I said it on my mind. I thought I said it out loud, but it was a long time ago. Neither here nor there. But y'all, I remember y'all roommate situation. It was a dope one. I was pretty much there all the time, but like you said, we were a lot younger then.
Yeah.
And y'all had respect for each other and like boundaries and guidelines. I don't remember y'all really getting into nothing, like any type of like arguments too much or too tough.
We did. We did all shit. Went and played Halo whenever time permitted. And that was
Halo. I remember that red on blue. The days right there. But yeah, I mean, I guess how we gonna put a bow on how you wanna wrap it up? I guess whatever age you need to be at, it's not really about the age, I guess, right? It's more or less about where you at in your life financially.
Well, yeah. Some people might mentally just can't deal with somebody else there. Certain reasons, you know what I'm saying? It might be too dirty, whatever, you know. You don't know.
Yeah.
We can't we can't ask the listeners to they can message us on social media, whatever. Like, what age do y'all think?
Well, that's gonna be funny.
Yeah. For real, what age do y'all think it's too old to have a roommate? What's the cutoff?
Yeah, for our women listeners, would you date a dude who still has roommates at a certain age? And vice versa, fellas, too. You do. Hit us up. Let us know what y'all think. You can always reach us at Instagram, you know, Carolina Kings. You know, Carolina Kings _ 803. Anyway, just type in Carolina Kings. Yeah. It'll pop up.
You'll see our logo. Everybody.
Yeah, Carolina _Kings _803 _919. Yeah, let us know. And on this episode, we're going to post the actual phone number for you guys to call and leave voicemail messages. Let us know what you think about the show, the King Convo, the BS that we cover, the whole nine yards. Just let us know what you feel. Give us some feedback. Love to hear from all of y'all out there.
Who they about to call? Who they call?
Okay. It's a number that's going to come when we... I'll explain to you later.
Yeah, explain to me later. I don't need nobody calling me.
Okay. Well, first of all, you ain't got that many friends. Anybody calling you like that? Don't add.
I don't have that many friends. I don't. Everybody say they got their circle. I don't have a circle. Mine's like a semi.
It's a dot. Ain't no circle. It's a dot.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
No, I don't think so. Life is a lot more simpler. So.
It is.
No. But that's it for me. I know it's up for us on the King Combo for the night. If y'all still listening to us, I know I want to thank y'all for your time and still rocking with us and following and listening to us. We appreciate it. You listen to a lot of things right now, but you chose to take time to hear us, and it's all good.
Yes, sir. And I also want to thank, I saw 200 views on our first reel we did, Carolina Kings.
Okay,
appreciate that, too.
Nice.
So, man, I'm Chuck Too Nice.
Yeah, I know it is EA over here on this side.
Man, it's the Carolina Kings.
No vibes, boy.